Today's year, Mr. Bereyami, is Siman Taf Nun Ches, Mitzvah Lalusha Matzah Be'erev Pesach. This is basically the minog here, is to go ahead and refrain from needing matzahs for the mitzvah on Erev Pesach until after the sixth hour. That's what he says here. Aleph, Noagim Shalo Lalush Matzahs Mitzvah Be'erev Pesach Ad Achar, until after Sheish Shos, Shuzman Akravas Karban Pesach. The minhag is not to need dough for the matzahs of mitzvah, the one that will be used for the mitzvah on the night of Pesach, until after the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, which is the time of the shechita, of the hakrava and the shechita and the hakrava of the Korban Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch continues, "Uva'arba'asar shechalios b'shabbos loshin be'erev Shabbos achar sheishos." However, he says, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, meaning Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos, then the matzah is needed then on Erev Shabbos, according to this minhag, after the sixth hour. What is this issue? Let's look now at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph. Noagin Mashma, the Eino Ela Minhag. Okay, this wording of Noagim implies and indicates that this is only a minhag, Ba Minhag Nismach, and it is based on Mishum the Itkash Achilas Matzah le Korban Pesach. There's a Hekesh in the Psukim between Achilas Matzah and Korban Pesach. The Schiv Vizavachta Pesach La Hashem Elokecha. And it says in the Pasuk first that they shechted the Korban Pesach, and then afterwards it says Shivas Yamin Tochal Alav on the Korban Pesach Matzahs. Right? And the basic Baraisa Dika Halacha is right al matzos umrarun yochu, that at night the achila is together, Korban Pesach is together with the matzos. But here he's saying v'aminan kamo. Now they're having a different type of limud. That's again, it's based on a minug, smachta on the pasuk kamo sheshchitas haPesach haya achar sheish. The same way shchita the Pesach is after 6 hours of the day after chatzos. Kain asiyas matzos shal mitzvah achar sheishos. So to the making of the matzos, the kneading of the dough and the baking of the matzahs are on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, after 6 hours. Aval me'etem adin hochichu haposkim, he says, but the me'ikar adin, the bottom line core halacha, the poskim prove the ein lachos hazeh, you do not have to go ahead and actually be concerned to actually do this. And the ikar hekesh, because the core hekesh is namar le'inyan achilas matzah. As we said, it's really about the eating of the matzah, Balayla Rishona, together with the Korban Pesach. Sheizar lechol kodem chatzos. You should be careful to eat it before chatzos, like the Korban Pesach. Shu nechal ad chatzos. And the matzah also has to be eaten until chatzos. And that's even bizman hazeh, right? We hold, even when there's no Korban Pesach, we do not go ahead and eat the matzah past chatzos. So the halacha is not only that the matzahs are eaten together with the Korban Pesach, but also the same way the Korban Pesach is only till chatzos, so too the achilas matzah, even when, okay, there's no beis hamikdash, we are makbid to have the matzah by chatzos. Aval lo le'inyan asiyas hamatzah, and not, this is not in terms of the ikar gzeiras hakasas, besides there's a minag of matzahs mitzvahs, but not the core halacha in terms of the asiyas hamatzah, in terms of the making the matzah, and therefore al kein b'diyeved im afa hamatzah. Therefore, he says b'diyeved, if you bake the matzah kodem sheish before 6 hours, ba'achilu chodesh o shnei chadashim, even if it's a month or 2 months kodem Pesach before Pesach, ba'asam l'shei matzah, as long as you make it l'shei matzah, it's going to be kosher. The Mishnah Berurah continues on, sifkat and beis masetz mitzvah. We're talking here, the matzah that you're baking on Erev Pesach is the matzah that you need to be yotze yedei chovaso, to be yotze the mitzvah of matzahs on the nights v'shnei leilos harishon, the first 2 nights, assuming you're in Chutz Laretz, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's the first night. Aval shara matzahs ain no agin l'zayver zeh, but the rest of the matzahs, there's no minag to be zahir to bake all the matzahs of Pesach after chatzos on Erev Pesach. Zif katan gimel ad achar, until after 6 hours. Vayein lekaman, he says, and check out coming up in Siman Tav Samech and Sif Gimel, Mashitzarach Lizaher Halosh Bizman Iser Chometz. We'll see what the one who needs after Chatzos, what he has to be concerned about since this is already a zman of Isr Chametz, it's not Isr Karis yet in terms of eating and things like that, but it's already a zman that it's Aser. The Nei Rov Yisrael Ein Noagin Lizaher. He says the majority of Bnei Yisrael, even though it says Noagin in the Shulchan Aruch, are not Noeg to be careful, Afilu B'matzas Mitzvah, Lalush B'Erev Pesach, to be careful with the Matzah Mitzvah to need it on Erev Pesach, Kiim Ezem Ehem, except for some do it. Chipasti ba'achronim. I check out the achronim motzasi b'bigdei yesha. He said I saw tam lalitz ba'ad minag b'nei sheyish kama deos. He says what's the reason why nowadays the minag is not to go ahead and do it? It's because there are a number of deos that even on number one is even though we don't pask in this way, there are deos that hold even afilu be'erev Pesach the mashahu even on Erev Pesach chametz is not once it's aser it's not batel even. Again, we saw way back when we learned this that in terms of the actual how we pass in lahalacha, we hold that chametz even after chatzos, even after sheishos, when chametz is aser, it's still going to be batel b'shishim until Pesach itself. When Pesach comes, it's not batel at all. But he says there are opinions that hold not that way. There are opinions that hold that it is not even batel b'mashahu on Erev Pesach after it's Aser. And then according to them, you should only go ahead and do it, and make the matzahs before Sheishos, when for sure it will be Batel B'shishim. He says, V'zeh kasha lizaher, he says, and if you're concerned that maybe Chametz is not Batel B'mashu already after Chatzos, it's very difficult to be careful, shelo yimso af, that you're not even going to have a mashu of Chametz, v'achitim, shelo yamutzumachim, it's almost impossible not to have a little eensy-weensy bit of wheat that's not already sprouting a shtickle, and by bichametz, we alkein ofen mikodem, kadeshi is batel achametz. Therefore, we go ahead and we bake it even before it becomes usher, so that for sure it will be batel, because as we know, once it's kneaded and baked, it's batel, and we say it's not chozer veneer. The only time we're machmer for chozer veneer, that it's going to rearouse on Pesach, is if it's a bittel of yavesh b'yavesh, but a bittel of lach b'lach, or if it gets mixed up and baked, because again, even flour, even if you hold it, flour is yavish v'yavish, and it will be chozer v'nir and re-aroused on Pesach itself. Once it's baked, everyone holds that if it's batel, and if it's sure it's going to be batel before sheishos, that once it's batel before sheishos, it's batel for good, and the matzahs will for sure be okay lechol hadeis. V'mayim Mordechai matzasi shekasav, he said in Mayim Mordechai he found that he wrote v'zel shoto. He said, nowadays people are very makel not to make matzah mitzvahs because things are pressing for time. Except for a small amount of people that are actually careful to still keep to this minug of kneading and baking after 6 hours. And namely, hamatzos sheyotzin b'hen b'shnei leilos, the matzos that yotze on the 2 nights of Pesach, v'chein roi lasos, it's appropriate to do, but you already see, he's saying that there are only, a small amount of people that are zayir and careful to actually bake matzos mitzvahs after chatzos and erev Pesach, and the minhag ha'olam, as the Mishnah Berurah tried to explain, based on the factors that he gave, of the concern for the shita of eino batel mashu after sheishos, that the minhag overall is not to go ahead and do it. We all go buy our matzahs, and those who bake the matzahs are baking it well before Yudalid Erev Pesach. Sif katan dalid sheishos hinei achok Yaakov mitzadei kiabach. He said the chok Yaakov actually looked like a bach. Now when we say 6 hours, so 6 hours, as you know, is really a big shaila. If you learn the sugyas and psachim, 6 hours really might meikar adin with respect to the other halachas of Korban Pesach, Tamid Shabbat Arbayim, Mincha, all those things, Sheishos, is really 6.5 hours, it's really 12:30 on a 6-to-6 day. Not Chatzos, but a half hour after Chatzos, and that's why the Chok Yaakov, he says, like a Bach, that it's not after 6 hours, Achar Sheish Umechtadavka, after 6.5 hours, specifically. Amam Magen Avram, Eliyahu Rabba, Mitzadeh, they hold Keshulchan Aruch, already after 6 hours is Matzah Mitzvah, Dachar, right? It's after 6 hours. V'da, meaning right after Chatzos. V'da. Mital adin mutar lefos matzah b'Pesach. Really, neikar adin, you could even bake matzahs on Pesach itself. Acha medaktikim noagim lefos hakol kodem b'Pesach. However, those that are careful make sure to do it all before Pesach, for the reasons we've been explaining. Shemisari mashu chametz b'socham, that if a little bit of chametz actually mixes in, is batel, it will be batel. And by the way, we hold that's true. Halacha, halacha, lamaisa, we hold that's true even after Sheish Shos, because we paskin that chametz is batel b'mashu up until the night of Pesach itself. And that's why he says, Masha'in came to Pesach on Pesach. Once the night falls, we paskin halacha, the yisuro is b'mashu, and therefore, to go ahead and actually do what we've been talking about, of kneading the dough. Like yesterday, we talked about kneading the dough on Pesach and becoming chayiv and challah on Pesach, on Yom Tov. He's saying here that even though mitzad adin you could do that, medaktikin do not do that because it's a concern that since chametz is b'mashu on Pesach, maybe a little mashu would fall in there. Okay? That's what he says. The medaktik in lafos hakol kodem pesach misari mashu chametz v'socham is batel. The medaktik to do it before, because if it's before, it will be batel mashen kim pesach as opposed to pesach isur b'mashu. Who partially says yishenefa kodem pesach, and that's what we explained before. It's pashut that if it was baked before pesach, afilu hayu b'mashu, even if it was a mashu of chametz ba'kemach and a kemach kvar nisari v'nis batel, it already got mixed up and it became batel after it got baked. Umuter achakach levashal hamatzis b'pesach, and now he comes to a very important famous halacha that you could then on Pesach itself not only eat that matzah, you don't have to worry about it, the tairas choyzer near that it's now going to become not batel because there was a mashu there. Once it's batel, and not only that, you could take matzah afterwards and actually cook the matzah for Pesach, mutar chakach levashal matzah for Pesach, ve'ein chimutz achar afia, because we do not hold after baking that the matzah could ever become chametz. Yesh anshei maisa shemachmir al atzman. There are these great people that seem to be machmir on themselves. This is what's called not eating gablochts. Ve'ein shoyin, they do not soak. Ve'ein mevashlin matzahs v'pesach. They do not go ahead and soak or bake matzahs on Pesach. V'machshash shema nishar mat kemach. Maybe a little bit of flour might have remained inside the matzahs that wasn't baked. B'toch ha-matzahs v'befnim. Shalom nilo shi'afeh. It was not kneaded in there properly, and therefore wasn't baked as part of the dough, but the flour might have remained in there in a little pocket in the matzah. Al yedei hashriya, and then if that's the case, that it remained in there in a pocket, soaking it would be yischametz via soaking it. When you soak the matzah, it will become chametz. Vayim b'shari tshuva si mitav samach, to mitzad adin ein lachash hazeh. Shari tshuva says, mitzad adin, there's no reason to be chayshesh for what is known as gebrachs. Talsuke yisur lo mazina. We do not go ahead and presume that there's an isser. We prat specifically the amenu genogin lasos v'kikim da'akin. Now for sure, when we make very thin matzahs, very highly unlikely there's going to be any pockets of flour in there. When we call makom mishenoig v'chumra zu, he says, still those who are noig in this chumra zu ain maznichin oisai. One should not go ahead and spurn those who actually keep this practice of not eating gebrachts. Ba'ein sham sheherich b'zeh. Check out that he elaborated on this for explaining the reasons why it's totally okay, and again not to go ahead and mock or spurn anyone who is machmer for not eating gebrachs. But mikra din, no need to, according to the Mishnah Brura, and that is the minhag of the non chasidim to go ahead and eat gebrachs. Kasvu haposkim. Someone who on the night of Pesach itself actually makes the matzah mitzvah, lo yofa ella mashitzarech losa laila, you shouldn't bake more than what you need except for that night below al lel sheni. Meaning, if you're in chutz laretz and you're baking the first night, you should only bake for that first night and not for the second night, because you can't bake from the first night for the second night. Miu im afan ba'od yom b'leil rishon yachol lomar ochel hayom pas chama. The yachol lefos acherim b'leil rishon, v'oso she'afa b'bo'od yom natzniyim l'leil sheni. He says, if, however, there were matzahs baked when it was erev Pesach, so then when he goes out and he wants to bake matzahs on that night, he could say yachol omar ochel hayom, today I am eating pas chama, yachol lefos acherim b'leil rishon, and he can bake others on that night. But osish of about yom yatzniyim, he can save over lelel sheni. The kasu achronim, achronim right, lechatchila ain kedai lefos b'yom tov. Achronim right, it's not kedai to actually bake on yom tov. This is not a practice that one should go ahead and do. Shlo yavoli de kilkul, so you don't come to messing up with hafrashas chala b'yom tov. Right? As we saw yesterday, there are a lot of complications in terms of hafrashas chala on Yom Tov, v'chein v'medidas kemach u'rechitzas kelim, v'shelo yishnu ha'tinoikos. And he says also there's an issue with measuring the flour, cleaning the kelim, legabe things of like chametz, things becoming chametz, v'shelo yishnu ha'tinoikos. And also you want to be able to start the seder right away, so if you start patchkering around making matzahs, it's going to delay the seder. And also, you're going to end up eating the afikomen after chatzos. So for all those reasons, one should not bake the matzahs on Yom Tov. And as we pointed out, the Minhag HaOlam is not even to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach. Does not seem to be a widespread minhag of matzahs mitzvah. I once was at a Taimani's house who actually did make the matzahs on Erev Pesach Mamish Achar Sheshos. But again, most do not. Sif Katan. Hey, Lashin. The Erev Shabbos, the situation when your dal falls out on Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos itself. So then he says to knead on Erev Shabbos. Again, Erev Pesach is Shabbos. So then you can't go ahead and bake obviously on Shabbos. Achar Sheshos. So he says, Ritzono Lomar, the lo ka machmir in lefos b'lel Yom Tov. He says you should not be like those that are machmir and bake it on Yom Tov, which is Motzei Shabbos. Rather, if you can't do it after Sheshos, the Matzah's Mitzvah, because it's Shabbos, you should do it Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, Kenom L'El, Sif Katan Dalid, that you shouldn't be like those that are Machmir to actually do it on Yom Tov itself, Motzei Shabbos, Sif Katan Vav, Achar Sheshos, after 6 hours, Zecher L'Shar Shonim, he says there's no real inyan of doing it after Chatzos on Friday on Yud Gimel, that's already not, you know, matzah's mitzvah of after Sheshos, but basically as a zecher for other years. So you go ahead, you do it the day before, achar Sheshos, since you can't do it achar Sheshos on Shabbos itself, which is Erev. So just to sum up what we've seen the Shulchan Aruch, he basically related to us the minhag to need matzahs to be used at the Seder on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Mishnah Berurah explains that the minhag is based on a pasuk that has a hekesh of the Karban Pesach being makrevit, and the mitzvah to eat matzahs. And this hekesh teaches that just like the Karban Pesach was shechted after Chatzos on Yedalid of Nisan, so too matzahs should be prepared and made at that time, kneaded, baked, etc. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalid, he brought down poskim and maintained that one should wait until after 6.5 hours into the day to make matzahs. But most agree with the Shulchan Aruch that if doing this minhag, it should be done, and it can be done after 6 hours, namely after Chatzos. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph pointed out that technically one need not be certain to bake matzahs after Chatzos, since the simple meaning of the Hekesh is really to teach that one must finish eating matzah at the Seder by Chatzos, which is the same time that one must finish eating the Karban Pesach. And for that reason, b'tiyeved, if one baked matzahs in the morning of the 14th, or even a month or two before the matzah, right? Pesach, if it's baked, the matzahs can be used for the mitzvah of eating matzah, assuming you baked it, l'shem mitzvahs matzah. And just to add, the Sharatzion explains that when Mishnah Berurah writes and wrote that it is acceptable to use matzahs that were made 2 months before Pesach, he was rejecting the opinion of the Bach. Bach, based on Yishalmi, writes that Midrash Rabbanan, one does not fulfill his mitzvah to eat matzah with matzahs that were baked more than 30 days before Pesach. This is parallel to the halacha that if one constructed a sukkah more than 30 days before sukkahs, one has to go ahead and change it somehow. He has to be chadesh badavar for sukkahs. So since it's not possible to change the matzah, it remains unfit for use for the mitzvah. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simen Tuf Reish Lamed Vav Sikkat Dalid that the necessity to change something in the sukkah for sukkahs is a requirement l'chadchila, but he does not disqualify the sukkah b'diyevet. Not only that, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a sukkah that was made for the mitzvah of sukkahs can be constructed even from the beginning of the year. Okay, he also brought up the issue of not eating gebrachs, and we saw that according to strict halacha, Mishnah Berurah, matzahs that were baked before Pesach can be soaked or cooked in water on Pesach. There's no concern that there's even a minute amount of flour that was not baked, which would then, you know, become chametz when touched by water. There are, however, these, you know, he says, scrupulous individuals, he says, who did not permit matzahs to be soaked or cooked in water on Pesach, out of great caution that there may indeed be a minuscule amount of flour that remained unbaked. This is known as the minhag of the brachs, as we said. There are some people who eat kebrachs, though. You should just realize that some people eat it on the 8th day of Pesach, since the isser of eating chametz that day is only the Rabbanan. The post can discuss if it is permitted to prepare kebrachs food on the 7th day of Pesach, when it falls out on Friday, to be eaten on the 8th day. That is an interesting shaila, because on that day itself, on Friday, you can't eat the gebrachs according to those that are machmer. So that is something that is discussed actually in the poskim. Today, many people are not, in terms of soaking the matzah, we said, so many people, litvishes, are not, do eat gebrachs. And as we said, you know, another reason why it's not even a slight concern for many is because he says the matzahs are very thin. And there is a discussion whether the minhag of not eating gebrachs extends to matzahs that are soaked in fruit juices as well. Some poskim say that it does not extend to fruit juice, since fruit juice cannot make the flour chametz. Others say the minhag does apply to fruit juice, since the fruit juice may cause the water, which was originally mixed into the dough, to change the unbaked flour into chametz. That was brought down in Dirshu. Check out Dirshu footnotes 12 and 13.